A group of Democratic U.S. senators are speaking out against proposed changes to the Endangered Species Act. The Bush administration announced earlier this month that it plans to revise the law that protects America's wildlife. It would be the biggest overhaul to the act since 1986. From Washington, D.C., APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Seven Democratic senators signed on to a letter expressing strong concern about the proposed changes. They sent it Monday to Interior Department Secretary Dirk Kempthorne, who's pushing the revision. The senators include Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, and Barbara Boxer, and represent East Coast states and California. The letter urges Secretary Kempthorne to withdraw the proposal. It says the changes are inconsistent with the Act's purpose and go against past court decisions. The senators say the proposal would, quote, reduce rather than strengthen protections for imperiled fish and wildlife. Secretary Kempthorne has called the proposal a narrow change that would streamline the regulatory process and, quote, provide clarity and certainty. The proposal says that federal agencies looking to do construction or development projects would be able to make more decisions without an independent review from the Fish and Wildlife Service or the National Marine Fisheries Service. It says federal agencies now have the experience to decide for themselves if their plans will harm vulnerable species. The Interior Department says it's just not an efficient use of limited resources to review actions when the potential effects are either insignificant or have only a remote risk of causing jeopardy or destruction of critical habitat. Kempthorne says cleaning up the process will help the federal government focus its attention on protecting the truly endangered species. The changes were inspired, in part, by the listing in May of the polar bear as a threatened species. The bear's sea ice habitat is shrinking from warming temperatures. But Kempthorne says the Endangered Species Act is not the way to regulate global warming, and the revisions would prevent that from happening. The proposal uses an example. It says when a federal agency funds a new highway, vehicles using the road might increase greenhouse gas emissions. But the proposal says while local air pollution could be a result to consider, the tailpipe emissions contribution to global warming would not. So the federal agency wouldn't have to worry about the effects of those impacts on endangered species. It says the building of one highway is, quote, an insignificant contributor to any global warming. In addition to the seven Democrats signed on to the letter protesting the changes, environmentalists are up in arms over the plan. They say the guidelines favor big industry at the expense of protecting animals and say the Bush administration is trying to force last-minute changes before leaving office. The public has until September 15th to comment. Senator Barbara Boxer of California plans to hold an oversight hearing in late September, and she's requested that Secretary Kempthorne testify. However, the hearing will happen more than a week after the public comment period closes. The Democrats speaking out against the changes say at the very least, the Interior Department should extend the public comment period from 1 month to six, so there's time to hold public hearings around the country. In Washington, D.C., I'm Libby Casey.